You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Next up, we're talking about the LGBTQI Literary Festival, same, same, but different, and how they're back for their second year. The festival will be held between the 17th and 18th of February at Auckland University of Technology. BFM reporter Ashley McCall spoke to festival director Peter Wells and began by asking him how this year's festival will be different to last year's.
There are different people in it, so it's a kind of constantly evolving kind of Ferris wheel of writers, really. So it's different in that way. And this year, too, we've got our first international guest, who's Benjamin Law, who's a bit of a media star in Australia, really, as a Chinese-Australian, and a great kind of writer and speaker and filmmaker, actually. We've also got Val McDermott, the great Scottish crime writer, Skyping in. So it's a kind of a constantly evolving, really.
So what will be some of the other highlights that will be featured in this festival?
Well, there's a really interesting session at 1 o'clock on Saturday, which is on Shortland Street, and how it's consistently pushed the envelope by introducing LGBTQI characters into, you know, what is really New Zealand's most popular television drama. So it's just looking at how Shortland Street has transformed people's understanding of you know, life in New Zealand.
Can you explain what you meant by the festival being an open space?
Yeah, sure. It's kind of an umbrella under which we all come and feel confident that we can speak to each other about what we're thinking or worrying about or want to celebrate. So it's a kind of an open area, I think, for us to just really speak, I think.
Because there's been quite a lot that has happened over the past 30 years.
Yes.
How does the struggles in the community influence people's writing?
In lots of different ways, really, because when you get down to it, we're all kind of a completely individual, and everyone has their own individual take on what they feel about what's happening. And I mean, recently, of course, we've had the terrible events of Orlando, the shootings at Orlando, and then Trump coming into power has also created a kind of a shadow, I think, in our world, and I think the world of a lot of other people. So, you know, it's constantly evolving, I think.
What would you like to see happen in the festival?
I'd like to see some spellbinding stories. I'd like to see a kind of entertainment on all sorts of levels, really, where you're entertained by what people say, but also you're kind of plunged into thought about all sorts of different things. So in a way, it's a kind of an entertainment, but it's also something richer than that. You know, Witty Ihamaro described it as a really great diamond of a show. And I think come along and enjoy.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.